Friar Bob sounded a touch officious as he cornered Mira.
Will you be back for lunch, miss? Shall I serve it in Craig's room for you both, or will you eat it in the dining room?
Mira already had a paw on the latch of the abbey door. She looked pleadingly at the friar.
Yes, I mean no. We'll be back shortly, I hope. We'll take lunch in the dining room like every beast. Don't go to any trouble on our behalf, friar. Now we really must go out there.
Horgan's rogue pushed Broggle forward. In the stress of the moment, his old stammer returned.
Miss Mira?
She whirled on him rather sharply.
Now what is it?
Broggle stared guiltily at the floor.
I wanted to...
Mira's patience was close to breaking point when she caught Fillon watching her. The otter mum smiled and shook her head. Mira bit her lip and patted Broggle's back gently.
Forgive me, Broggle. I know you've got a lot on your mind too. Yes, you can go up and visit Fuel whenever you like. Tell Sister Alkanet I said so. You two have a nice time. Goodbye now.
She kissed Broggle's cheek and threw the door open.
Gundel, Egbert, help our badger mum. Come on, we'll go along the wall tops. There's no stones falling there. Keep low, though.
The door slammed and they were gone. Groovin, Dagrab and Rawback were poor weary, but Aoife and Valog would not allow them to stop slinging. Aoife flicked at them smartingly with a whippy twig.
Come on, put your backs into it. Sling those stones harder.
Valog cupped both paws around his mouth and bellowed.
Get on the siege! Give us the Tagadong!
Nimbalo pulled a face of comic despair.
Under seed! That's a good one. They couldn't hit a pond if they were standing in it, the pickle pawed oafs.
Aoife slashed at him with the whippy twig.
Shut your mouth, you, or I'll cut your tongue out!
Nimbalo grinned crookedly at Valog, a long welt on his face causing him to squint.
Ain't your pal a toughen? He's very good at beating bound-up prisoners. Wonder if he'd like to try it with me paws free, eh?
Valog grabbed the harvest mouse and heaved him bodily out of the ditch, onto the path in front of the abbey's main wall gate.
Think you're safe in there, don't you?
He shouted out to any beast who was listening inside.
Well, listen to this! We've got one of your mice here, a prisoner, named Nimbalo the Slayer. If and you don't give us the Tagadung, then Nimbalo's going to die, nice and slow. So make your minds up.
Sister Alkanet fixed Broggle with an icy stare.
Well, Broggle, I'm surprised at you. Oh, I heard it all, sneaking and speaking to Mira behind my back like that. If you wanted to visit Fuel, you only had to ask me. I'm just trying to do my best by her so she'll get well soon. It wasn't very nice of you to go over my head like that.
Broggle was amazed at the sister's accusation.
I never went behind your back, sister. I wasn't even talking about Fuel. It was Mira's idea for me to visit any time. I wanted to tell her something entirely different. Honestly, I did.